Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and we have Jenny Resmondo from South Alabama Physiotherapy back with us today to talk about things that you can do to avoid back pain or to remove it entirely from your life. So if you'd like to follow Jenny, it's South_Alabama_Physiotherapy on Instagram. And here we go with another good conversation with Jenny Resmondo. What do you coach your people on with hydration?
So, you know, everybody has heard that we need 8 glasses of water a day. That's just a good rule of thumb. It's not, I don't think there's anything scientific about specifically 8 glasses of water a day, but we need to stay hydrated. I encourage people to have at least half their body weight in ounces of water a day. And if not, I want them to try to get more than that if possible, especially if you're outside in the elements with you guys who are out fishing. You're sweating and you're losing and depleting that often. So you've got to replenish that, because our bodies are really, they thrive on water. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have it, then all of our systems start to shut down.
Right. I know people that I've had some clients that don't drink anything all day long. I just don't understand how they do it. I really don't. But hydration is super important. And what I've been learning about hydration in the last, I don't know, several months is really that drinking water is super important. Obviously, that's
right.
What you need. But you have to have the electrolyte balance and mm-hmm. the electrolytes to actually open the cells and allow the water to go in there. There's something called hyponatremia, right, where you drink too much water without electrolytes, and it can cause right. all kinds of problems. So I've really been paying a lot closer attention to sodium, magnesium, potassium, particularly. What do you tell people about electrolytes, and how do you want people to get them?
I do talk to them about electrolytes. There's so many different options out there for electrolytes replacement or supplements. I usually just recommend to go based on their taste, because a lot of them have weird tastes that people don't like.
Yes, they do.
It's just, if it doesn't taste good, they're not going to drink it, right?
Right.
A lot of the people that I have dealt with in the past have had some kind of cardiac issue. So I am very careful recommending certain electrolytes, because I don't want to throw off their potassium levels and send them into some kind of cardiac dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So for those people, I tend to recommend going back to their physicians to find out what their dosage should be. But there's, you know, food you could have that has more potassium in it, and you could always add salt, table salt, sports drinks. They're available and they're easy to do. Another one that people sometimes enjoy is the coconut water. It's got the sugar that's in it already that's going to help the sodium absorption. So it just depends on what your preference is. So long as you find something that you like, you're going to be more willing to do it. So that's usually my recommendation, is try a variety and figure out the one that you like the best.
Yeah. And so are you suggesting to your clients that just half your body weight in ounces of water is enough, or are there other indicators of dehydration that you look for?
So there are definitely other indications. You want to look at the color of your urine. If your pee is dark in color or has an odor, you're not hydrated enough. So that's something that everybody could do when they go to the bathroom. And it's just a quick little check. The other thing is something that's called skin turgor. So your doctor may have checked this, or you may have seen them at some point, and I'm going to raise my hand up into the camera. So a quick way to do to check that is to pinch your skin on the top of your hand, and it should bounce right back. Mm-hmm. But if it stays there or lingers, that lets you know that you're a little bit dehydrated also.
Okay.
So yeah, you're fine. Yours goes right back down. I, on the other hand, mine went kind of slowly. So I might need to drink some more water.
Yeah.
So that's something easy. Thirst, a lot of people don't realize that they're thirsty. So just trying to pay attention to the thirst. You don't want to have thirst because once you already feel that you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Mm.
So that's just another way.
Yeah. I experienced something, and I've seen it with a lot of my customers that will fish for a week, is it's like it's accumulative. This is not a medical term by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a cumulative dehydration. Like on day one, they're drinking some water. But they're getting a little bit behind. And on day two, they're drinking water and they're paying attention to it. Maybe they went out on day one in the evening and had some beers or whatever, which will do it more. There's coffee in the morning. Then they're trying to drink water on the boat, but they're not getting enough. And then maybe another night out, and then more, you know, fishing, and it's super hot. And it's just kind of like, you just watch them over the week just get less and less and less and less energy. And sometimes it can be the late nights, but a lot of times there are people that aren't spending the late nights out there, and they're just basically getting behind in their dehydration every day, or behind in their hydration every day. And they're just becoming a little bit more dehydrated. So by the fourth or fifth day, they're depleted of all their energy and can hardly stand up there for more than 15 or 20 minutes before they want to sit back down. It's like, you got to drink some water, man. And for me as a fishing guide, I used to have a gallon jug in the boat, and I would just make sure that by the time the charter was over, I would try to drink that whole thing. So if there was a little bit left and I'm sitting at the dock getting ready to put the boat on the trailer, I'm going to drink all that before I get the boat on the trailer. And when I started doing that, it made a huge difference in my energy level over not just that particular day. I might not have even noticed it so much on that particular day, but it was that I could do more days in a row, and I could do, you know, over the course of time, I had more energy and more.
Right.
I was just more vibrant. I was better at everything. You know,
I was reading something that said that you should have, for every 15 minutes that you're out in the sun, you should have 6 to 12 ounces of water.
For every 15 minutes?
I can't imagine having that. But I mean, if you look at some of the people that go out on the boat, I know a lot of people that I've been around will open up a beer, you know, and they're drinking beer all day. And at the rate that they're drinking it, they've probably drank that much.
Yeah. You know? Well, let's figure that out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some fishermen that can drink a lot of beer. That's for sure.
I've seen them.
Especially if it's like Natural Light or something that doesn't have a lot of alcohol in it.
I can't imagine drinking that much and not having the water to hydrate.
So if I were to put you on the spot and say, what are three things that we can do to live pain-free, especially as it comes to the back, what would you say?
I would say you need to hydrate your body. You need to move and have flexibility, and then you need to do core strengthening.
Nice. And then if somebody is experiencing the back pain, what's your recommendation there?
Call me. No, I'm joking. The recommendations, if they're having low back pain, you got to figure out what the culprit is. What is it? Is it the mobility? Is it the strength? Is it that they're sitting all day? Figure out what the underlying factor is. And if you can't figure that out on your own, go find somebody who could help you. There are plenty of good qualified professionals out there, whether it's a physical therapist, a chiropractor, an osteopractor, that can get out there and help them figure out what they need to do.
Awesome. And then once you figure it out, how do you stay on that path of pain-free? What you said before, hydrate and move and What was the
consistency?
Third?
Yeah. Consistency. You've got to stay moving. And as soon as you think that you're good enough, keep going.
Isn't that true? Use it or lose it. Yeah, it is kind of a constant, constant work, like to maintain your health as it comes to your back health. And man, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. People that haven't had back pain, man, good for you. That's awesome. But when you do have it, it affects basically everything in your life. It's not fun.
Everything. It affects everything and puts so much strain on your relationships. So, I mean, take care of your body so that you could have the fullness of happiness within your personal self and your relationships.
Got it. I like it. So if somebody is in South Alabama and they want to contact you, how would they do that?
The easiest way to find me is go to succeedwithpt.com.
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 Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Well, I appreciate you coming on today and sharing your knowledge of this. I mean, it's a very common thing. Lots of people with back problems, and certainly lots of anglers. It's interesting that you got the fishing thing in there.
I know. Like I said, I can't believe it took me so long to realize that those two go hand in hand, especially with my life. And so I was like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do now.
Nice. I like it.
It's pretty awesome.
Good. Well, I wish you all the best with it. And again, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Think with four of us spread out on a tiny island that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing, but as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.